Election officials in Tennessee have now changed their position on who they deem eligible to vote absentee. The state made the revelation Thursday at a Supreme Court hearing after previously resisting expanded mail-in voting. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
At the core of the litigation is whether voters who fear contracting coronavirus can request an absentee ballot. At the moment, they can, even though state officials have tried to prevent them. But during oral arguments, state attorney Janet Kleinfelter said people with pre-existing conditions, who the state was initially against, now could actually vote this way. Justice Roger Page called her out for the change.
The original 82-page plan that the state had did not let these voters with underlying conditions know that they could get an absentee ballot, right?
The plan did not specify specifically on that question.
But Angela Liu, who represents some of the plaintiffs, says the state's last-minute leniency is not good enough.
Even without underlying conditions, everyone faces the unconscionable choice between health risks and voting.
Liu hopes absentee voting will be upheld for everyone, as it was ordered by a lower court. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.